from McDonald's worker to $1.34 million agent a year, Zaylee Reynolds.
Here's what I've learned. The best of the best have got the following.
Watch your goals for the next 6 months.
In a moment, Zaylee Reynolds from Marshall Wide in Victoria is going to be joining me, and we're going to sit down and work out how is it that this agent is able to write $1.34 million in gross fees for the year 2015. She works a farm area system, and she's going to unpack what she does and how she does it. So, Zaylee, you now are writing how much? 1326,
I wrote last
year. 1326. Okay, so...
Sorry to be specific.
Yeah, no, that's. I mean, you should be specific because you've got to be very proud of those numbers. I mean, that's a major achievement when you correlate that to the fact that it was not that long ago that you were thrown out of home, you're working at McDonald's, you're going through school today, you're writing that much money in real estate, and the thing that has got you there is you are just a master at working your farm area. And that's the subject I want to unpack. The first thing is, Zaylee, you talk about the importance of the selection of the farm area, picking the right farm area. So how do you go about picking your farm area?
Yeah, I think it's really important. I see a lot of people come into Marshall White and other agencies and they're new to real estate, and the thing that they want to do is pick a farm area where the nicest houses are, or the area that they think is going to be the funnest area to work in. And I think what you really need to do is look at an area that has high turnover. You need to make sure that it has got a really good average sale price, or an average sale price that you want to work in. You love the homes and you've got a passion for the area, because that is easily transferable to the buyers if you really love the area. You need to make sure you've got appropriate competition
as well. What do you mean by that? What do you mean by
appropriate competition? Yeah. Well, I really looked at the competition in my marketplace and I thought, okay, do I think I can beat these people? You know, what skills do I need to attain in order to become the best in my area? And so, you know, I wouldn't really want to enter a marketplace. There's a patch in our area, not too far from my area, in Hawthorne East, which is dominated by a very good agent, Glenn Cortino. Most of you probably know him. And he's got excellent connections with the local school. He pretty much knows everybody in that patch in Hawthorne East. I would never enter that patch because the likelihood of me being able to get into that area and make traction with the 25, 30 years that Glenn's had in that area, and the fact that he's such an excellent agent, it would just take so much longer to make inroads. Whereas a patch with better turnover and more appropriate competition, if I can upskill myself and become a better lister and a better prospector, then I'll make more money.
Well, I've got to say, to all our viewers there, if you listen to what Zaylee just said in the last 3 minutes, you're going to find that it's pretty much the thinking. You could have Coca-Cola, you could have Nike, you could have Apple. When they decide about markets, they have exactly the same process. Mm. What they're looking at is, what's the total revenue in that market? And you're sort of
exactly.
Zaylee saying that you've gone through that process, that formula, looking at turnover times value of property, which gives you the income there. And then what you've done is strategically said, you know what, can I compete against these people?
Exactly.
So I think that's a process that every agent should do when they select their farm area. How big is your farm area, by the way?
So at the moment, I've got a larger farm area because I've been working it for a little while. But I think that when you start out, you should choose between 1,000 and 1,500 homes. I think if you start with more than 1,500 homes, you really can't cover the farm area in an appropriate way, because when you start, you need to have higher saturation. Whereas now, I've got my systems in place, I've got my checklist in place, more people know me, so my farm area is bigger. I do the whole of Glen Iris, which is about 7,741 homes.
Okay, so someone that's watching this, basic 101 farming tips when they're starting off. What did you do when you started off? That concludes the free part of the interview. To get her marketing templates, to actually find out exactly what she sends out, when she sends out, and her total system about selecting an area and get all the forms, all the marketing material that's going to help you get cut through in your marketplace, subscribe and become a Real Estate Gym member. It's only $10 a week. It's a bit of a no-brainer. I'd love you to be your coach for the rest of this year.